Algar Productions.
Sarcastic Voyage presents the continuing story of Contentment Corner.
We start at precisely 7 tomorrow morning, Framby. Don't be late, Framby. The fate of your paperwork depends on it, Framby.
Yes?
Mr. St. Corby, sir, did you forget our meeting?
I was wondering the same about you, my boy. I've been here since 4:30. Half the damn day is gone already.
Well, sir, I'm standing outside St. Corby Soap as instructed.
I instructed you to be where I am, and I'm inside the factory. In what one might laughingly call the CEO's office.
There's a locked gate preventing me from entering the factory.
You'll have to take that up with security.
Uh-huh. And how do I contact security?
How should I know? You haven't hired them yet.
I see. You've put me into one of those open the crate with the crowbar that's inside the crate situations again.
I don't pretend to understand the particulars of non-management work.
You and I both know that's not true.
What's that? Didn't catch what you just said.
Now there appear to be a number of large freight trucks here, sir.
Yes, that'll be the gold leafing I ordered to spruce up this miserable excuse for an office. Call over to security and let them in, won't you?
Right away, sir. I wonder if he even remembers that his grandchild was kidnapped.
Oh my God, it's you!
Yes, you said that already. I will never understand why people in this town say something, then pause for an awkward length of time, then repeat the same thing a second time.
I don't know, it's just how I was raised.
Yes, all right. But what you haven't told me is why you're at my door, or why you're not wearing a shirt. Though if the answer to my second question results in you putting a shirt on, just forget I asked it. You're old enough that that isn't weird, right?
I'm 18.
Yes, well, good then. I'm only 24 myself.
Okay.
What, you actually believe me?
I don't know, I guess I do. I mean, I'm 18. From my vantage point in life, there's no difference between the ages of 20 and 40.
It's going to take me a minute to work out if I should be insulted by that or not.
Okay, sure. While you're doing that, can you tell me why you kidnapped my baby sibling?
What? Baby? Kidnapped? I don't know what you think you're accusing me of, but I can assure you...
Oh, the kidnapper left this note, which I now realize was left by you because the letters RDSTVSS were at the bottom. I thought it was Roman numerals, but it's you, the lady that works at the lighthouse.
Used to work at the lighthouse.
Also, there's the baby right there. Hello, Untitled St. Corby Project.
So is this baby a boy or a girl?
Well, now you've arrived at the reason I call them Untitled St. Corby Project.
As to your earlier question...
My earlier question?
Why I purportedly kidnapped this alleged baby from your supposed home.
Oh, that's a tad less decisive than my version, but... All right.
My employer recently expressed a desire to undermine her direct rival, St. Corby Soap.
Is your employer Gornadetto Jones?
Oh, you know her?
Well, she's paying the entire town to keep quiet about a large number of things. And she's also the head of the company that, as you point out, is in competition with my family's company, and she was until very recently my secret girlfriend.
Oh, romance between two warring clans. Like Romeo and Juliet.
No, it was more like, Oh, did Shakespeare write any plays about an extremely physical and entirely superficial affair between two attractive people with absolutely nothing in common with one another?
No. Why exactly are you at my home again?
You kidnapped my sibling? That baby? There?
Oh. Yes, I did do that. You're not going to take them back, are you? Because I really was hoping to get some leverage on whoever's in charge of St. Corby Soap first.
Oh, that'd be my horrible grandfather, Funch. I tell you what, I'll make a deal with you.
Go on.
Not that kind of deal. God, what is it about me that appeals to extremely older women?
What's this deal you have in mind?
You can hold on to the baby for as long as you want, but you have to kidnap me as well.
What, like, tie you up? I think I could be convinced.
No, not like that. Just let me stay here. Yeah, include me in your ransom demands. I'll even take care of the baby for you while we're both here.
Why on earth?
Well, because my mother just died giving birth, and this drove my father literally insane with grief, so he's been institutionalized. I'm technically in charge of the family business now, which I have absolutely no interest in. I'm also supposed to be graduating soon, so I have finals coming up, and I'm lettering in so many sports I had to buy a second jacket just to hold all the letters. It's an awful lot to lay on one guy's shoulders, you know?
They are very nice shoulders.
Oh, please stop. I just want some place to hide and rest for a while.
I think we can make that work.
Dr. Lakenear, call 271. Dr. Lakenear. Dr. Lakenear, call 271. Dr. Lakenear, I swear to God, I'm right in the middle of my rounds, and I do not have time to sit here paging you all afternoon.
All right, I'm coming. Now what the hell? Case? The hell are you doing here? You never visit me at work.
Yeah, you do work here, don't you?
Not here because there's something wrong, is there?
Yeah, listen, we need to talk about our relationship that we have.
I'm not sure I'd call it a relationship. The sex is great, don't get me wrong. And I don't even mind looking the other way when I find small denominations of cash missing from my wallet.
That was really on you. I mean, who even carries cash nowadays?
Nevertheless, this is the only regular human contact I have with people who aren't sick or dying. If you're breaking up with me...
Yep, that's what I'm doing. We're breaking up.
Now, can't we talk about this?
Nothing to talk about. We're broken up now. It's not me, it's you. Bye!
Well, this is a new low.
There you are, Doctor.
Nurse Zorgo, sorry I didn't answer your page. I got distracted by...
The alarms? The multiple alarms?
Well, no, I didn't even notice that... Oh, yeah, those are alarms. What's up?
Well, I was paging you to say that Zizix Jones was acting suspiciously, and that I was worried she might try to escape.
Okay?
The first alarm was her escaping the psych ward. And the second was her leaving the hospital building.
Well, fuck.
I want to feel bad for you, Doctor, but this could all have been avoided if you'd just answer me when I page you.
Office of Funch St. Corby, how may I direct your call?
What have I told you about answering on the first ring? It makes you seem desperate.
It's the kidnapper.
Put them on speaker.
Put him on the phone at once.
This is Funch St. Corby. To whom am I speaking?
I'll ask the questions here.
Go on, then.
What? Oh, right. This is regarding the safe return of your grandchild and what you need to do to ensure that.
Not interested.
I'm sorry. I don't think I caught that.
I beg your pardon, sir?
There are three kinds of people I don't negotiate with. Terrorists, kidnappers, and anyone.
That third item kind of includes the other two.
I'm not interested in your copy editing or your terms. This call is over.
Hello? I'm still here.
Hang up on her, would you please?
Oh, right.
The nerve of some people.
So is this a tactic? Make her think you're too tough to negotiate, thus wearing her down when it finally does come time to negotiate?
No, I meant every word that I said. I have several businesses to run. This child is not my problem.
Okay, but...
It's my idiot weakling of a son's problem. So I want you to get down to that hospital and determine just how crazy he is. And if the answer is only a little crazy, see about getting him released so he can handle this himself.
Now?
No, tomorrow.
Seriously, I can never tell when you're being sarcastic.
Another scotch and soda on the rocks. Then hold the soda. And the rocks. You know what? I don't particularly see a need for a glass either. Could you just pour it directly into my mouth? Yeah. Okay, sorry. Too far. They spoil me in surgery with all the brow mopping and scalpel handing. Just leave the bottle. You know I'm good for it. Well, here's scotch in your mouth. The patient has been thoroughly sterilized.
Excuse me, doctor?
Yeah?
I'm sorry to bother you during what I sincerely hope is your time off, but I haven't been able to locate anyone willing or capable of answering my questions. So, would you mind?
Sure, I'll tell you anything you'd like, but be advised. Level of fluid in this bottle will be directly proportionate to the coherence of my answers. Fluid goes down, answers get stupider.
I don't suppose I could ask you to pause your drinking for a few minutes, then.
Oh, you could ask, but it wouldn't really be worth your rapidly dwindling window of opportunity.
Why does this hospital even have a bar?
You ever spend a lot of time in one of these places? A hospital, I mean, not a bar.
Well, not really. I try to avoid it when I can.
Yes, exactly. Hospitals are awful, and nobody wants to be here. Least of all, me.
That doesn't exactly fill me with confidence.
And keep in mind, I'm talking about regular, standard-issue hospitals. This is Contentment Corner. Every baby we successfully delivered is either switched with another baby or kidnapped or... One time a lady sold her baby for, like, $200?
That doesn't seem like enough for a baby.
That's what we all said! And I've handled more amnesia cases than that.
Ugh. You were gonna say more than you can remember, weren't you?
Hey, who's asking the questions here anyway?
It was supposed to be me.
Was it? Wait a minute. That guy walks into a bar, sees Doctor drinking, says he has a few questions. Oh, it was you. Carry on, then.
A hot guy, huh?
That was inner monologue. You couldn't hear that.
Right. Okay, so back to the baby kidnapping.
Practically a rite of passage for newborns in this damn town.
I've heard this, and nobody seems particularly concerned about that.
Nah, it always ends up being some kind of stupid misunderstanding, or someone gone temporarily baby crazy or something like that. Never anything serious.
I suppose that's a relief. My employer's grandchild was taken yesterday.
St. Corby?
How do you know?
Well, that's the only new baby in these parts in the last little while. Mother died in childbirth. Father's been institutionalized, so the inevitable next step in this poor child's playbook is the kidnapping. But they'll be fine. They always are.
You're Dr. Let's see. Lochner?
I might be. My family's always pronounced it Lakenir. Possibly because I grew up near a lake.
According to my research, the name is Icelandic, and that's how they say it in Iceland.
Research? You been stalking me? Or... Oh, God, this isn't the prelude to another lawsuit, is it?
I'm just gonna ignore that troubling another there, but no. My employer...
Mr. St. Corby.
Right, him. He insists on a thorough dossier before he enters a new trouble spot.
I feel like I should defend the honor of my hometown, but I did just give you my whole spiel about what a nightmare this place is.
And since you're, apparently, the only doctor in this entire hospital and the entire town, that can't possibly be right.
Well... I mean, there's Dr. Hundo.
Isn't she a dentist?
Sure, but that's a type of doctor. And I've heard we have a psychiatrist somewhere in town, but never actually met this person.
You don't say.
But if you're talking about licensed practicing MDs, yeah, I suppose it's just me.
Right. So, setting aside the numerous red flags that throws up...
Oh, please don't say throws up right now.
If I wanted to know how Trake St. Corby is doing, you could tell me that.
Thought I just did. Man's absolutely off his gourd with grief.
Is his condition likely to improve?
We're providing him with the best possible care that our mental health facility is capable of offering.
Okay, that's good news.
Of course, considering our most high-profile patient just disappeared this morning, I'm not sure I'd be especially satisfied with that answer if I were you.
Is that why you're drinking?
Oh, that... And a pretty long line of disasters that stretches back to, well, your employer's daughter-in-law dying in childbirth like it's goddamn 1844.
I'm gonna go out on a limb here and suggest that being this town's entire medical infrastructure might not be ideal for your mental well-being.
No, that my shitty boyfriend dumped me earlier. Sorry, I meant shifty boyfriend. Although shitty does actually work here too.
Wait, you were in a relationship? My research suggested that you mostly favor meaningless one-night stands. It says here that you actually refer to your residence as Bedside Manor.
Do you get it?
Yes, I get it.
Because of the expression Bedside Manor, but also...
I told you, I got it.
I can give you a tour of the place with, let's be clear about expectations here, everything that might imply. Sex, I mean sex. If you're into it.
Yeah, all right, let's go.
Hello? This is the place you asked to meet, yes? This spot here in this cornfield? Hello?
Yes, Case. This was exactly where I wanted to meet you. We have very important plans to discuss. Sinister plans.
Season 4, Episode 5 of Contentment Corner featured Mark Bosco as Case Cutchington, Christy Brannan as Quandary Lacroix, Nathan LaJeunesse as Framby Carcinogen, Terry Lohmeyer, Brian Lynch as Geode St. Corby, Kara O'Connor as Zizix Jones, Maggie Robotham as Dr. Chag Lakenier, Amanda Smith as Ravina Donovan Sorrentino Takahashi von Schmitzner, and Ron Algar-Watt as Funch St. Corby. It was written and directed by Ron Algar-Watt for Algar Productions, copyright 2025.